lots of chances before.
Surely don't stay. could understand. I guess that you believe you are a woman and that I'm someone else's man. But just before I see that you leave, I want you to hold all the things that you said. Baby, I wish I was there. Surely don't stay long, I'm missing you now. It's like I told you I'm over you somehow. Before I close the door, I need to hear you say goodbye. Baby, won't you change your mind?
I do not understand what it is. I don't know, but for the holes, check for calls. Blink your eyes, won't forget to flow.
She does hold down the house. She said they got a phone call. She had to decline it.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Post Adolescence Glow. My name is Amelia Oliver, and this is my show. I'm so excited to be sharing Plum Island with you guys today. Woohoo! I love all the guys in this band, and I've just been looking forward to having this group on my show for so long. So I can't wait to hear all the music they're going to give you today. And today we have Okay, all of your names. We got Justin on drums. We got Kieran on vocals. Justin's also singing. We have Mason playing guitar. We also have Ali on djembe. And we have Emma playing guitar as well, plus Jake, who is playing bass today and also singing. I think Emma's singing too. So I think that was everyone. All right, I'm going to let them go ahead and introduce themselves and get into their music.
Hello, we are Plum Island. My name is Kieran. And our first song for you guys today is Hard Times by Paramore. And yeah, without further ado. All that I want is to wake up fine. Tell me that I'm alright, that I ain't gonna die. And all that I want is a hole in the ground. Tell me when it's alright for me to come out. Hard times gonna make you wonder why you even try. Hard times gonna take you down and laugh when you cry. These lies, and I still don't know how I even survive. Hard times, hard times. I'm not gonna get to rock bottom. Walking around with my little rain cloud hanging over my head, and it ain't coming down. Where do I go? Give me some sort of sign. You hit me with lightning, maybe I'll come alive. Hard times gonna make you wonder why you even try. Hard times gonna take you down and laugh when you cry. Divide, I still don't know how I even survive. Hard times, hard times. You're not gonna hit rock bottom. Tell my friends I'm coming down. We'll kick it when I hit the ground. Tell my friends I'm coming down, we'll kick it when I hit the ground. 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 When I hit the hard time. Gonna make you wonder why you even try. Hard time. Take you down halfway to cry. I still don't know how I even survive. Hard times, hard times, hard times. Gonna make you wonder why you even try. Hard times, gonna take you down halfway to cry. I still don't know how I even survive. Hard times, hard times.
I love that. I love Paramore too. You guys did it justice. Okay, well, I'm gonna go ahead and let you guys get into your next two songs, and then we'll do some talking. What's this next one?
Thank you, Amelia. This next song is Billy Bossa Nova by Billie Eilish.
Ooh, heck yeah.
Da-da-da-da. Love when it comes without a warning, 'cause waiting for it gets so boring. A lot can change in 20 seconds. A lot can happen in the dark. Love when it makes you lose your bearings. Some information's not for sharing. use different names at hotel check-ins. It's hard to stop it once it starts. It starts. So I'm not sentimental, but there's something about the way you look tonight. Makes me wanna take a picture, make a movie with you that we'd have to hide. You better lock your phone and look at me when you're alone. Won't take a lot to get you going. I'm sorry if it's torture though. I know it might be more of an obsession. You really make a strong impression. Nobody saw me in the lobby. Nobody saw me in your arms. I'm not sentimental, but there's something about the way you look tonight. Makes me wanna make him jealous. I'm the only one who does it how you like. You better lock your phone and look at me when you're alone. Won't take a lot to get you go. I'm sorry if it's torture though. I know. You better lock your door and look at me a little more. We both know I'm worth waiting for. Heavy breathing on the floor. I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours. I'm not sentimental.
Switching around, which is something I think is really cool about this band. So like their drummer will sing and play, but he won't play drums and sing at the same time, but he also plays guitar, that's Justin. And they all kind of switch and rotate sometimes. Different people come forward and sing, which I think is really cool. Because there isn't any one face of this band, which I love. It's just a big group of people having fun making music together. So that's pretty awesome. And I'm gonna let them. Let's see, are y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right, here's the next one. Oh, and please introduce the song. I don't know, I don't have your set list.
Oh, yeah. This next song is You Know I'm No Good by Amy Winehouse.
Downstairs at the bar entered your rolled up sleeves and your skull t-shirt. Said, what did you do with him today? And sniffed me out like I'm Tanqueray. His over fell in our night. And me and Stella fine. By the time out the door, you tear me down like Roger Moore. Cheated my son.
Okay, so I'm hoping I can just kind of ask y'all some questions. I'm wondering how many more songs you have today, because I didn't get a chance to ask you about this before.
Five.
You have five more songs?
Four.
Four more songs? Okay, go ahead and give me one more, and then I'll interview you.
I can double check that.
Well, actually, it would be good for
us
to do one more and then interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
On this, like,
let's do that.
Can
let's
I move this?
All right. And yeah, before they get started, after Plum Island, Daniel Miner is going to be playing some music, which I'm really excited for. He has been one of the people that has been helping me with the show every week, and I'm so, so excited for him to play some originals after these guys play. But for now, please continue to get excited for Plum Island. Here's their next one. What song y'all playing?
This is Drugs by Mags.
Woo!
The walls reek of blue and green as the yellow sun comes up. But she don't like that much, much of us. She takes her time, the golden angel does. She likes drugs. She likes drugs.
Kim was taking a video of this and sending it to her friend from home because it's like one of her her favorite songs. Yeah. Okay, well, now I want to tell our listeners just a little bit about Plum Island, what y'all do. I'm curious how you formed. Like, how did you guys end up playing together?
I was anticipating this question.
Ha ha.
Well, it's a little complicated story of like exactly where we're at now. But I'll say the original formation of this band was an absolutely impromptu process by Allie, who's on the djembe, and Justin, who played the drums and plays everything.
Yeah, Justin.
None of us really would label ourselves as musicians at the time. Mason wasn't around in this band yet, and Emma wasn't either. So it was just a bunch of roommates, and we started this band there was like this party, and they had people able to sign up for, like musicians, bands sign up for it. So basically, Allie and Justin signed us up as a band because we had this like kind of running joke of like, oh, it'd be so cool if we were a band. And then they were like, now we're a band, guys, we signed up, we're playing. And this was on like Sunday, and the party was on Friday, and it was like, what do you mean? And Allie's like, I'll play the bucket, I'll drum on this like Home Depot bucket.
Yeah.
Justin will play guitar. Zach, who's our other roommate, and he's in Madrid right now, he'll play another guitar, and he's like, okay, I guess I could play guitar well enough for a band. And I was like, guys, I don't do anything. I don't play any instruments. And then Justin and Allie were like, you can sing. And I was like, I never sang in front of anyone in my whole life. What the hell?
I love that.
So then we did it then Friday, and it went. Like, I mean, Justin described it as like, you know, the like SpongeBob episode where Squidward's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then they like go hash and they're insane. That's like how Justin described this as going. So it was like, whoa, that was like a fun vibe.
Yeah.
And then we kind of were like, okay, we could do this. I was like, I don't want to be a useless singer. So I started learning bass last like November. We formed almost a year ago. It's
dope.
Coming up on it. And in the process, and so now Zach has gone to Madrid. Emma's here with us. She's shredding on guitar, helping us out and just like playing with us. And Mason as well. Mason joined our band over the summer, and incredible addition. He's an amazing man. That's the story of us.
Love that.
Essentially,
And it also is inspiring for me to hear that you've picked up the guitar and been able to start performing with it. Well, bass.
It's the bass on that.
Yeah.
It's pretty forgiving, I will say, so.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've been trying to learn how to play the guitar, and it's kind of, it's hard. It's hard. Bass seems nice.
He does a great job of it, and it really speaks to everyone how far everyone's come at their instruments in a very short amount of time. It's really impressive.
It's so exciting for me to see. And you guys are clearly having so much fun, and I also just love that, like, y'all are tight friends and also make music together too. It's the best thing.
Yeah, there's nothing better.
Makes those bonds even stronger. And I will say, like, my musician friends, I have a special friendship with them because you get to make music together. Okay, so I'm curious how you came up with the name. What does Plum Island mean?
Plum Island is, it's a bit of a double entendre because it's both a place. It's one, an island in Massachusetts that we like to go to in the summer for fun beach days. And it's also this little island off the coast of Long Island. I won't go much into what it does because we don't want to get censored on the radio. But
that's ominous.
Please do. And it was actually our second choice for a band name. Our first choice was going to be Omicron, but the host of the party that we played at in our first show said no.
Also, I don't think it would have been a lasting band name.
No. Yeah. Well, you know, the vaccines come and then we're gone. That's how it goes. But anyways,
we disappear.
But now we're Plum Island.
I love it. I think that's so cool. So, like, tell me about, like, a typical rehearsal for y'all.
Okay. Alright. Typical rehearsal. So, we have, we go to Granoff a lot, but we have a MIDI drum set in our house. So, like I said, Plum Island originally formed as a like house band with every single person who lives in their house. Mm-hmm. And every single one of them are here right now, except for Zach, because like I said, he's in Spain. And then, you know, Mason is basically a member of our house here all the time. And Emma is a lovely member of our band who's with us to practice at our house now. So a lot of them happen at our house. And, I mean, how do the practices go?
Like, who gets there first? Who's the latest?
Oh, gee. Okay. I mean, like, because it's our own house, usually, like... Well, I feel like actually Mason's there first. Mason doesn't even live
Does
there.
Does not surprise
he's
me
there
even
first.
A little bit.
Mason is always there first.
Gold star.
And then usually Kieran is around, but we just need to knock on his door, and he's up to something, and we're like, we're practicing. And he's like, okay. Or if it's in the morning, we wake him up. And then he comes down to practice. And then me and Justin, it's a little bit of a wild card sometimes. Like, either we're like fully there at the beginning of practice, or we're like 30 minutes late because we're doing something completely different, and we're the ones who like gave the time for practice, so you know, that's a thing. And Emma, I'm sorry to call you out, but Emma, okay, to be fair, Emma lives all the way across campus, super far away, but she is always the latest to practice, and I will just tell the truth about it.
Tis, tis. yeah, so another thing I was wondering about, because I've had all these questions, I've just been waiting to ask you guys.
Okay.
what's with the pirate costumes? So, like, every time I've seen you guys perform, except for, like, a couple of your performances, you guys wear all the pirate costumes. Like, where is the inspo for that?
Okay, you could talk to this, but...
Well, Jake loves pirates.
Pirates are cool.
Other than that, I wouldn't say that we have a particular pirate theme.
Oh,
other than
I
this.
Thought there was a pirate theme.
Well, one of our first big shows, we decided to make a pirate theme, which was a huge success because we all got to look like pirates.
I think it's
awesome.
Dope.
It was dope, and it fits in with the whole island aesthetic.
Yeah.
So that works. And I guess, I don't know, I guess it's a good thing that even when we're not trying for pirate theme, we just give off that vibe, so...
Yeah,
I'll
I think
take
it's
that
cool.
as a compliment.
You're the pirate band at Tufts.
That's the greatest thing you could have said.
Yeah, no one's ever going to let you live that
I'm
down now.
I tell my mom that. I dressed up as Jack Sparrow all the time when I was little.
You kind of look like him. I'm not going to lie.
Guys, you said I look like Jack Sparrow. I know, but you can't see me.
Jack
but no, I said Jack Sparrow. My heart's beating fast.
Oh. What do I do with this information? So, like... Last question, and I guess this is more of like a personal question, and I guess I'd love to hear from maybe people who haven't spoken yet,
yeah.
But like, how would you say that music serves as an important outlet to you? How does music inspire you? What motivates you to get up out of bed and do that when there are 10 million other things we could be doing at college?
I mean, can you hear me? This is Mason here over at the drums.
I can hear, talk loud. I can't hear you amazingly.
Okay, Justin's throwing the drum mic.
There we go.
You know, I've personally been doing music for almost my whole life, since I was like 5-6 years old singing in the San Francisco Boys Chorus. So
that's right.
I think it's just been like a staple of my life for the past, 15-16 years. And for me, it's just kind of like almost like a basic necessity that like I have to do to like just like chill out and like, just like. People like, like to eat food and take showers. I like to like sit in my room and play guitar.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just like nice to like have something that's, calming and mm-hmm. but also feels like productive and fun in my life. And I'm so happy to have like made it such a larger part of my life with the band.
That's awesome. And it's also just exciting to see yourself make progress over time too, because the more you put into it, the more you get out of it.
Totally.
And at least for me, like I also find just getting to sit and like, play guitar or sing to be very consoling, especially because I know for a lot of us, well, maybe not all of us, music has been a childhood thing, children's choir shout out. but I'm really excited to see what you guys have all been doing, and also that we have found spaces where we've been able to make music fun and like creative and inclusive at Tufts, and hopefully at other universities too. I don't know what their band seems like, but I, as someone who has been doing music in a high-pressure environment for a while, really, really love to see this, because these are the spaces where I think we learn and grow the most, and we are able to really tap into the creative energy that I think is sometimes stifled when you find yourself in a like super intense recording environment. So I'm really happy to see what y'all are doing. I think those are all the questions I have for you today. Anything you guys want to talk about or anything you want to promo? Anyone you want to shout out?
If anything, shout out to all the other Tufts bands.
Yeah.
I feel like this year in particular, we've just made this incredible community of people who want to play music, and it's been so fun and so special to just play with all these bands at different Tufts events and our own events opening and having openers. Shout out to Sideways Staircase, a new band that just opened for us last week. We're
they
so
rock.
Grateful for them. And yeah.
Dope.
Anyone else?
Shout out to your mom. Shout out to your cousin.
Oh, and also Zach, who's... Well, we've talked about Zach a little bit. Zach's abroad right now, but...
Is he in Madrid?
He's in Madrid. We
I'm
going to
be there next semester.
His soul is here right now, though.
He might be
he's
listening, honestly. He probably is. And we know that, obviously, he would love to be here with us, but we're thinking of him from Studio D, so...
Well, I love that. I'm going to give some shout-outs. Shout out to our three amazing photographers today. We have Mimi Ashkin Baker, Kiara, I don't know how to pronounce
Grigion.
It. Grigion. Pardon my French. and then Anna LaCroix. She's taking some film photos for us today, which is really exciting. Also, my three magical, amazing assistants, for lack of a better word. The Three Musketeers. I love, wow, that's great. Great way to call that. Kim, Daniel, and Meg. Meg sitting in Studio A, keeping the house going. I'm so thankful for all of their help. And also to Nolan, who I call frantically every week. okay, I'm going to let you guys get into the second half of your set. Go ahead and introduce your songs and whatnot.
Thank you. So one more thing before we start is we have Mason Goldberg on drums for this one.
Ooh.
This happens frequently, honestly, when I just tell Mason to play drums, and he does it pretty freaking well. So, yeah, this one's called She Wants My Money by Dominic Fike.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Just kidding.
Mason, you're fired. I want you. If all you want is my money, gotta get away from you. If all you want is my money, I'll sit back and ride away the tidal wave. Relax, don't fight the wave, light the wave. I a piece of it all. I got the money too, I got 3 to protect. I need the money, she like what you need the money for. I can't wait around for you no more. I won't wait for you. If all you want is my money, gotta get away from you. If all you want is my money. And now, now I can't wait for you. No, whoa, 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 whoa. And now,
Justin, what the heck? You killed that. I've never heard you sing before this, and I'm like, woo! That was amazing.
Thank you so much. It's something I love to do.
Clearly.
Okay, we're
We're doing another switch. This is the last switch, I promise. It's mostly just Mason and Justin running around in here.
I'm all for the switching. It shows me that y'all can do so many different things, and I love that. So cool.
Thank you. I'm adjusting the mic as Justin is tall. Okay. Justin forgot what songs we're playing.
It happens.
This is Telescope by Cage the Elephant.
Yes!
I promise we'll play it in 1 second.
Distant galaxy, inside my telescope I see a pair of eyes peer back at me. He walks and talks and looks like me, sits around inside his house. From room to room he moves about, fills his life with pointless things and wonders how it all turns out. Do 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 do. It's safe to say that
searching his dreams, he wonders what it's all about.
I love Cage the Elephant. Thank you guys so much for that one. Telescope has such a special place in my heart. So.
Oh, I'm so glad. Me too. I think all of us now.
I love that.
All right, so we have one more. It's Barely Legal by The Strokes. Yeah. If you know that song, let's go. I like it. Justin's taking a picture. Oh, Justin's taking his B-reel. I was like, why are we not starting?
It's B-reel time, guys.
Guys, everyone take your B-reels out there.
My parents complain that I'm taking out B-reels.
Oh, yeah.
My mom and dad here.
Hey, Justin's mom and dad. Hope you're
Justin's
listening.
Oh, not Justin. It was Mason's mom, though. I love Mason's mom.
Oh.
She's so sweet. She has a heart of gold. I literally love her.
Shout out Mason's mom. Thanks for coming to that show. You came here. That was awesome.
No, she literally like cried the entire time I was singing, and I was like, oh, it's like my own mother's here. It was like actually
so
the sweetest
cute.
Thing ever.
That's the sweetest thing. Ah. All
right.
Go for it, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I said that. Yeah, I remember.
Thank you.
clapping for you in the sound booth.
Oh, thank you so much. That was awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we were just saying it looks like you guys are having so much fun. I have on good authority that they're all jumping and dancing around in there. So
no, we aren't. We're serious.
They're just standing very still. We're serious. Allie looks like very serious, which I think is so funny.
He can't even hear you. He's just like, who's talking about me? They just said you look very serious.
He's like very intently sitting and playing the djembe.
You're getting made fun of on the radio.
No, no.
I'm just kidding.
We're laughing with you.
Also, I can't keep time, so I really have to focus.
Honestly, I wouldn't have said thought that I can't keep time.
You guys heard it here first on the radio. One of our drummers just said he can't keep time.
I don't play the drum kit.
Give him a break.
Careful, Jake. We're going to get cancer.
Oh, yeah. Guys, please book us. We're a great band. We're so fun.
I can keep time.
All right. Well, I think that's the end of your set, yeah?
Yeah, that's it. That's the songs that you got for ya.
Thank you so much for playing today, guys.
Thank you so much.
One second. Can you guys be quiet? I really loved the music you gave us today. Every song you played, we were like, yeah, we love this song. Yeah. So happy to have had you here, and just so excited to see you all in the studio today. Please, guys, continue to follow and check out Plum Island. Follow them on Instagram. What's your Insta handle?
It's at Plum Island Band.
Yeah. I've posted them several times on the Post Alice and Sklo Instagram account. If you do not follow that account, please follow it. I make cool graphics of the band every week. My grade in feminist philosophy is suffering because I don't pay attention and make graphics every week in that class. So give these guys a listen. Next up, I'm really, really excited to share one of my three musketeers. Daniel Miner, he's going to be playing some music. He has two different guitars tuned differently, all sorts of cool stuff prepared for y'all today. So we're going to play some music for a little bit, let him get set up, and then from 1 to 2, you'll be hearing lots of music from him. Thank you to all that listened for Plum Island. I encourage you to keep listening. We'll be playing through 2 p.m. today. So thank you so much for your time, and we'll be switching it on over to Studio A. Thanks. All right, bye-bye.
See you later.
I know, it's so bad.
I don't know what to do without you. I don't know where to put my hands. I've been trying to live.